started recording this early country music, like the Carter Family, and everyone was totally different. Every act, every musical entity was different. You had Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers. You ever heard those guys?
Yeah.
No, they're fantastic. Uncle Dave Macon, Doc Boggs, Clarence Ashley, Gid Tanner and his Skillet Lickers.
Yeah.
Nobody could lick a skillet, not kidding. Yes, sir. That boy could lick a skillet. Anyhow, on into the 1930s, you know, the record industry started proliferating around this music and started sort of influencing it to a little bit, in that there became, you know, categories of bands and duos that started being the same, you know, like now a lot of stuff is the same, you know. Go anywhere, there's a McDonald's, there's a... Anyhow. Anyhow, in the 1936, two young brothers from Kentucky formed a duet and recorded 60 songs for the Bluebird label, a subsidiary of RCA Victor, the Monroe Brothers, Bill and Charlie Monroe. And it would be later on, Bill Monroe would establish this music. But right now, we'd like to remember the Monroe Brothers and do one of their earliest songs. And we're gonna kind of, Patrick and I are gonna start out doing it as best we can, like they did in 1936, and a few verses in, we'll move it on up to like 1948.